offer my most humble and loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our divine Father, divine Mother, our most beautiful Swami, and at the divine feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose birthday we celebrate today. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, loving sairams to all of you. My name is Alex Grana, and currently I serve as the chairman of the events committee of the Satya Sai International Organization, under which these Christmas celebrations are being coordinated. I also have the pleasure of introducing to you tonight this evening's program. Before that, however, I would like to take a moment to reflect upon the significance of this occasion and about our immense fortune of being here present today. Of course, as it is customary in this occasion, I would like to start by wishing each and every one of you a merry, happy, and blessed Christmas. But that is only a wish. Swami says, don't just wish, don't just try, do. So brothers and sisters, how do we turn a merry, happy Christmas into a holy and divine Christmas is the question. And the answer is intense prayer, yearning, and the commitment to the divine. Fortunately for us today, we have come to the very right place at the very right time. And for this, I would like for all of us to go back to the Gospel, to the Holy Bible. And in it, Prophet Isaiah tells us about the birth of Jesus Christ. And he says, for today, unto us a child is born, a son is given to us, and he will be called Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. So I ask, brothers and sisters, where else could the Prince of Peace reside? Where else does he belong other than at the very abode of Supreme Peace, Prashanti Nilayam? And, of course, Prashanti Nilayam is where the Lord resides, the very definition of heaven. And in heaven, all prayers come true. So I ask, what will our prayer be here today? What will we ask our Lord Sai and our Lord Jesus Christ on this special day? If I may submit to you, I would say that in this occasion, which is typical of well-wishing and gift exchanges, we should ask for that gift, which is the only gift that can redeem our lives. The only gift that is fitting of this particular occasion, and the only gift which the Lord alone can confer upon us. And if you will join me in prayer, brothers and sisters, let us together ask for that gift. Dearest Lord, we come to you in this holy day, in this holy ground, and in your divine holy presence to ask that you bless us with the rebirth of the Christ in our own hearts, and that you give us the strength and the commitment to never let him go. In your holiest of names we pray, Amen, Jai Sai Ram. And now, on to the formalities. I would like to introduce Brother George Bebedelis from Greece. Greece is in fact one of the places where Jesus' disciples took the gospel themselves. It is a country steeped in rich Christian tradition. Brother George Bebedelis, who has been at this very podium many times, was born and lives in Athens. He has a degree in mechanical engineering, a degree in pedagogics, and a master's in history and philosophy of science and technology from the University of Athens. He first came to Swami in 1987, pulled by Swami's message of universal love and service. He has served in many positions in the SAI organization, from center or samiti president to national president. And today, he is the director of the Institute of Satya Sai Education for Southern Europe. He remains as an active teacher, and today, he teaches mechanical engineering to secondary vocational schools. Would you please join me in welcoming, with a big round of applause, Brother George Bebedelis.
I offer my humble and loving salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, dear students, boys and girls, loving Sai Ram to all of you on this holy Christmas day. It's my great fortune, my great pleasure to be here with all of you and have the chance to celebrate this holy period in the divine presence of our most beloved Bhagavan. My first Christmas at Prasantinilayam was in the year 1991. Since then, I've been visiting Prasantinilayam during my school vacations, because during Christmas, I have 2 weeks vacations. We celebrate in Greece, since my brother Alex said very rightly, Greece is a country where Christianity was born, we can say. All the testaments which describe the life and the teachings of Lord Jesus were written in Greek language. So there we have 2 weeks vacations, and I take the opportunity to visit Prasantinilayam because this is the best way to celebrate Christmas. So many times I've been here, so many times I was blessed to celebrate these holy days in the divine presence of Bhagavan Baba. One of the most important teachings of Lord Jesus is the 8 Beatitudes given in the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. The Gospel says, Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the Gospel of Kingdom of Heaven, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. His fame spread all over the country, and people brought to him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, Syria, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region beyond Jordan followed him. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Of these eight beatitudes given in the Sermon on the Mount, I would like to focus on the sixth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity of the heart is one of the qualities that Swami underlines as most necessary for the spiritual seekers. He often speaks about the importance of Trikarana Sudhi. That means purity of the three instruments, thoughts, words, and deeds, or head, heart, and hands. He says that this is the real meaning of cross. When we make the sign of cross, we should remember that this is unity and purity of head, heart, and hands. So profound meaning Swami is giving. The formula of 3HV is the underlying principle of his educational program. Not just EHV, he says, education in human values, but 3HV, unity and purity of head, heart, and hands. But the question is, how can we achieve this purity? We understand that this is very important. We hear this again and again. Even from our conscience inside, we have this advice. But sometimes, though we know what is the right thing to do, it's difficult to put it into practice. So we need some inner strength, some spiritual power, so that we can implement the teachings and become pure. From where can we draw this spiritual power? I will say that the royal way to become spiritually strong is through devotion, as Swami himself has shown. Swami enjoyed one song very much. Most of you, you know very well. This is Hamko Tumse. I have seen so many times Swami immersed in divine bliss when he heard this song sung by his students. Because of this, many years ago, I inquired about the meaning of the song, which is really very profound. So I would like to share it with you and to sing it with you. The first verse is in Hindi, the second is in Telugu. Hamko tumse pyare kitna. Oh, how much is our love for you. Sai tumahi janate. You alone, Sai, know the depth of our love. Dilon ki darkan tum ho Sai. You, Sai, are the heart, the beat of our heart. Tum hamare prana ho. You are our very life. Hamko tumse pyare hai. We love you, dearest Lord, we love you. Ni buleni majivanam. Our life without you. Niruleni che pavedanam. It's like the crying of a fish without water. Nisanide makupenidi. Proximity to you is our greatest wealth. Niduchupe prana samanam. A glance from you is our very life.
Nikumaku oke bandamu.
Between you and us, there is only one bond.
Adiye prema bandamu.
Prema bandamu. Prema bandamu, the bond of love. This is the goal. This song conveys in the best way the kind of love that a devotee should have for the Lord. The same is the message of Lord Jesus. The Gospel says, one of the scribes once approached Jesus and asked him, which commandment is the greatest of all? Jesus answered, two are the greatest commandments. The first is you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is you should love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these two. On these two commandments, all laws are founded. Like this should be our devotion. You see what Lord Jesus says. With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength. We should be totally focused on Him. Swami used to describe this so nicely. He said, your heart is not double sofa. No two people can sit there. It's just one seat. Also, he said it's not a musical chair. You know this game with the musical chairs. The song stops, one person sitting in the chair. Next time, another person sits in the same chair. Then again, another person. Should not be like this. Not musical chair, no double sofa. This chair of Swami, which is in our heart. Here we have the chair of Swami. We feel His presence. He's among us. But wherever we go, Swami is with us because His real chair is in our hearts. So we have to all the time to remember to keep the best place for Him. When we have this kind of bhakti, this kind of devotion, as Swami says, Jesus first, others next, you last. This will give you real joy. This is the real joy, to keep Jesus first. So when we have this kind of devotion which gives us inner joy, then we get spiritual strength, shakti. With spiritual strength, we can cultivate detachment, virakti, and develop purity. Because what is the main reason of lack of purity? If we ask ourselves, I think the main thing is desires and attachment. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount after the Beatitudes, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. So if we develop this quality of detachment, virakti, and we are fully focused on God alone, we finally get mukti, liberation, which is union with God. Bhakti, sakti, virakti, mukti. Swami makes everything very easy. Very, very easy. Just four steps describing the whole spiritual journey. In one interview, a Greek priest, an Orthodox priest, was in our group and asked Swami about Jesus. He wanted to hear something from the mouth of Swami about Jesus. Out of all instances of Jesus' life, Swami chose to mention that incident in the Temple of Jerusalem. When Jesus entered the court of the Temple of Jerusalem and found people sacrificing doves and other animals to God, he released the birds and condemned the acts of blood. The priests and scholars resented his act and argued that the God in whom they had faith accepted the sacrifice and was propitiated thereby. Jesus brought a fundamental change in the way that people adored God and gave an end to animal sacrifices. This was the reason why Swami chose to say this in the interview. And he has mentioned this many times in his divine discourses. Jesus showed that man has to respect all living beings and take care of them. This actually is an ancient Vedic axiom. In the introductory prayer of Purusha Suktam, chanted every day in Sai Kulvan Hall, we hear, Sanno astu dvipade sanchatushpade. That means, let there be welfare and peace to us human beings with two legs, dvipade, but also to animals with four legs, chatushpade. I would like to share another experience I had with Swami many years ago. This was not in the interview room. It was here in the Sai Kulvan Hall. It was Sunday, more than 20 years ago. Sunday morning, everybody was gathered in Sai Kulvan, all the students from the universities, the teachers were here. It was packed. A little before 9 o'clock, when the time is for the bhajan to start, Swami called me from the lines on the veranda. Immediately, I ran up. He came there and he started asking about my personal and spiritual life. Where are you from? Where did you come? What is your profession? All these details he asked there. At one point he asked me, what is your religion? I said, Christian, Swami. And then he asked, what is the meaning of cross? I answered without any delay. Swami, the vertical line is the I, ego. And the horizontal line means that one has to cut across the ego. Swami looked satisfied with my answer, smiled, turned to the students, said, see, he answered correctly, very good answer. So I was encouraged to go on, and I didn't want to lose the chance of conversation with Swami. So I said to Swami, Swami, Jesus and you are one. And I thought that Swami again will be smiling to me and will be satisfied and praise me. But this was different. Swami changed and he frowned at me. Yes, I said something very strange. I said, how do you say this? Jesus and me, one? I didn't lose confidence. I said, though I was started thinking maybe I did some wrong, but I said to Swami, yes, Swami, one. Then Swami continued and said, but don't you see, I have this orange robe, this black hair, but Jesus was with a white robe, with long blonde hair. How can you say that we are one? At that point, I said to Swami, Swami, form is different, but Atma is one. Swami smiled. He liked, he accepted the answer. But then he continued and he said, if Atma is one, then you are also God, like Jesus and me. You see, what a profound teaching. There is no other teaching higher than this. You have the divine incarnation itself and saying to you, you are divine like me in Jesus. There is no higher teaching than this. And Swami finds a thousand ways to remind us that the main aim of our spiritual sadhana, the main aim of this Satya Sai spiritual organization is none other than to experience our true self, Atma, to know that we are one with God. This is also the meaning of Jesus' beatitude. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They shall see God. What does it mean to see God? To see God means to experience God. And to experience God means to become one with Him. Brahmavid, Brahmaiva Bhavati. He who knows Brahma, he becomes Brahma. Jesus passed through three stages in his life. At first he said, I am the messenger of God. Later, when the bond of love became stronger, he said, I am the Son of God. And finally he declared, I and my Father are one. We all pass through these three stages. Unity with God is the ultimate goal. Advaita darsanam jnanam. This is another saying that Swami loves so much. Advaita, non-duality, the experience that you and God are one. Darsanam, experience, to see. Darsanam originally means to see, as Jesus said, for they shall see God. But seeing here does not mean to see with his eyes, the eyes of the soul, which means to experience. So Advaita darsanam, the seeing, the experience of non-duality, is real wisdom, jnanam. And purity is the path. If we want to reach this level of experience, we have to totally purify our heart and mind. So very aptly, the theme for the 11th World Conference of the Satya Sai International Organization, to be held at Prashanthi Nilayam in November 2020, has been chosen as Unity is Divinity, Purity is Enlightenment. Beyond this apparent multiplicity of names and forms, there is only one divine reality. Ekam Eva Advitiyam Brahma. There is only one without second, only God. In Telugu, Swami used to repeat again and again in his divine discourses, Anekatvamlo ekatvani gurtinchali. This is the quintessence of Sai teachings. Anekatvamlo means within diversity, within plurality, ekatvani, oneness, gurtinchali. You have to experience. Unity behind multiplicity. This unity is the fundamental message of Swami, and we are so blessed to be here in this sacred place where we can feel, we can experience this unity. Here is the place where all major festivals of all religions are celebrated in the same spirit of reverence and honor. Christmas, Mahashivaratri, Buddha Purnima, Ramanavami, Sri Krishna Janmashtami, and so other celebrations. The unity of all faiths is a fundamental principle of Sai teachings, which inspires all seekers of truth around the globe. Lord Jesus came also in order to set aside narrow-mindedness and to teach that God is one, all hearts are motivated by Him alone, all names and forms are His. And what is the form of love, of God? love. What is the song, another song that Swami used to sing? We heard yesterday at the end of the bhajans. Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food. So I pray to our loving Lord Sai and compassionate Lord Jesus on this holy Christmas day to bless us all with this ultimate experience of love, truth, and divine bliss. Jai Sai Ram.
We know for a fact that nothing would pull the strings of the heart in Swami as well as in Lord Jesus than the presence of children. As Brother George said, the reason why this is because of the purity and the innocence that is latent already within them. We have to develop that purity. We have to purify ourselves. However, in children, it is already eminent. It is already there. In fact, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who become like children, as innocent and as pure as children. Fortunately for us, brothers and sisters, today, in the next program, we have a group of 81 such pure souls who are going to delight us with 11 songs in a choir composed from children from 14 countries and 5 different continents. The choir is based on the life journey, the transformational life journey of Mother Teresa. And of course, it aims at honoring Lord Jesus in this very special day. I should say that there are many children in this choir here today who are visiting Prashanti Nilayam for the very first time. So would you kindly join me in giving them a very, very big Sai welcome. Jai Sai Ram.
Ram, beloved Mother Sai, we, the international children of Sai, humbly offer a garland of Christmas songs at your divine lotus feet. Thank you, Swami, for giving us the opportunity to sing in your divine abode, Prashanti Nilayam, where our hearts yearn to be. This year, the children's choir has 78 children from 15 countries across the globe to sing your glories. Swami, we thank you for giving us this unique opportunity of experiencing Christmas at your lotus feet. We love you, Swami.
Once upon a time, humanity was waiting for a spiritual leader, a savior called the Messiah, a savior who would inspire souls to follow him and walk in his path, serve the needy, and make the world a better place to be. Their prayers were heard. A child was born in Israel, a child who would inspire the world.
Drawn towards the child, which was blessed with the glory and power of God.
Oh, Many centuries later, in 1910, another child was born in North Macedonia. It was a girl, and her name was Agnes Bojaksu. She went to the church to celebrate the birth of the child, Jesus Christ, to celebrate Christmas. The message of Jesus about the power of love. She wanted to be a messenger of love and served already the needy together with her mother. When she grew up, she entered a monastery and became a nun in the Catholic Church. Later, she went to India. When she saw all the poor and the suffering people in the slums of Calcutta, she went deep inside her heart and prayed to Jesus.
prayed, "Let me be an instrument of your love. Help me to get the permission of my church to leave the monastery and live with these people in the slums, so I can serve those people in need. I heard that Jesus is calling me to serve them. He said, I thirst. Because of her forbearance and persistence and her steady faith in Jesus, she was given permission to leave the monastery in a simple blue-white sari, and meanwhile, she was called Mother Teresa."
Started to work with children in the slums and taught them human values. Some of her disciples followed to help her and became missionaries of charity.
Amen.
At that time, there were many fights between Hindus and Muslims in the streets of Calcutta. Mother Teresa was serving in the slums. She was sure that all were children of the same God. She lived up to her belief. If you're judging somebody, you have no time to love him. Some were doubting her intentions and thought she was a missionary. But one Muslim who believed in the power of peace and realized the purity of her heart started to sing a song and soon followed his examples and stopped fighting.
Thank you.
Canada. In 1979, Mother Teresa was invited to Oslo in Norway to receive the Nobel Prize for Peace, which she received in the name of all poor and suffering people.
Blossomed. Today, the Missionaries of Charity has about 5,300 members. Mother Teresa was a living example for the power of love. An example how to follow the mission of Jesus. And it is inspiring to follow her life of devotion and dedication.
end this holy day on this beautiful note, we now pray to Bhagavan to bless us with his divine discourse. Jai Sai Ram.
Embodiments of love.
ప్రప్రథమంలో మెస్సెంజర్ అంటే ఏమిటి, ఎవరు మెస్సెంజర్స్ అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని గుర్తించడం అత్యవసరము.
ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ ఇస్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ ఎసెన్షియల్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ మెస్సెంజర్. హూ ఇస్ ద మెస్సెంజర్?
ఈ విశాల ప్రపంచంలో జన్మించినటువంటి ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను భగవత్ ప్రేరణ చేత ఈ జగత్తులో ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటి వాడు.
Everyone has taken birth in this world because of the will of God.
ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను భగవంతుని యొక్క మెస్సెంజరే.
Every person is the messenger of God.
భగవంతుడు ఈ మెస్సెంజర్ ని ఎందుకు ఈ జగత్తును పంపినాడు అనేటువంటి సత్యాన్ని విచారణ చేసినప్పుడు పరమ సత్యము ప్రపంచమునకు బోధపడుతుంది.
When you inquire and put a question, why God has sent messenger to this world, we'll get the answer.
పరమాత్మ ప్రేమను ప్రకృతిలో జనులకు అందింపజేయుటే ప్రథమ కర్మ.
ద ఫస్ట్ డ్యూటీ ఈజ్ టు మేక్ పీపుల్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద డివైన్ లవ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్.
ప్రతి మానవుండును బ్రతికి తానుండుట స్వార్థంబునకు కాదు సంఘసేవ చేయుటకే అన్న స్వార్థభావంబుతో మెలగుచునుండుటే మేలుగలుగు.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఇస్ ఎన్షోర్డ్ వెన్ వన్స్ వీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ గిఫ్టెడ్ to render service to people in the society, not merely living for one's own self in a state of utter selfishness.
Prati manavundunu marachiyu tanutanu manava sevake ankitam bavutaye atma trupti.
The self-satisfaction is derived when one serves the fellow man, forgetting one's own self.
Gitti samskuti jagatunam chaata velasi pampinadaiya mimmula ee prakruti andu.
You are sent to this world such that this culture, the message is experienced and shared with others in this world.
Putti phalamemi.
What is the fun of by being taking mere birth?
Jagatilo mattiganu.
At all, dust thou art, dust thou returnest. What for?
Kadapatiki. మట్టిలో జేరుని మానవుండు.
అల్టిమేట్లీ మ్యాన్ గోస్ బ్యాక్ టు ద డస్ట్, దట్స్ ఆల్.
ఓ మానవుడా,
ఓ మ్యాన్,
మానవునిగా పుట్టి మానవునిగా పెరిగి మానవునిగా జీవించి మానవత్వాన్ని దివ్యత్వంగా మార్చుకోవటమే నీ కర్తవ్యమని ప్రబోధించాడు.
ఇట్ వాస్ థాట్ క్లియర్లీ. Having taken birth of a human being, having grown with the times as a human being, one has to realize the divinity within.
Paramatma messenger ainatvanti prati manavudu kudanu paramatma satya bodhamunu prema tattvamulanu shanti paramulanu jagattunuku chaati anubhavinchi aanandinchinpa cheyatame ఈ మానవుని యొక్క ప్రధాన కర్తవ్యం.
The prime responsibility of every man lies here, that he has to propagate the principles of truth, love and peace with everybody. He has to experience and then share with others.
భగవత్ తత్వాన్ని ప్రచారం చేసినటువంటి మానవుడికి మెస్సెంజర్ అని పేరు. అటు కాకుండా భౌతికమైన, లౌకికమైన, ప్రాకృతమైన, అనిత్యమైనటువంటి విషయములను ప్రచారం చేసేటువంటి వాడు మెస్సెంజర్ కానేరు.
The one who propagates the worldly, fleeting, ephemeral matters, the sensual matters, he cannot be called a messenger. The messenger is the one who shares the message of the divine to the people.
దివ్య తత్వమును, ప్రేమ తత్వమును, సహన తత్వమును, సానుభూతి తత్వమును ఈ ప్రపంచమునకు చాటటమే నిజమైనటువంటి మెస్సెంజర్ గా పేరు.
A true messenger should propagate the principles of the divine, such as love, tolerance, sympathy, and forbearance.
Aiti, ee satyamuna puraskarinchukoniye Jesus puttinappudu Arabian rajulu muguru cheraru akkada.
This truth is very much reflected. As you know, when Jesus was born, three Arabian kings assembled there.
Chuchi ఆ చంటి బిడ్డను చాలా ఆనందించి తిరిగి వెనుకకు వచ్చే సమయం లోపల ఒక రాజు మేరీతో చెప్పాడు.
As they were returning, after watching the newborn babe, one king said to Mary,
అమ్మా, నీ గర్భమునందు భగవంతుని ప్రేమించేటువంటి వాడు పుట్టాడు అన్నాడు.
Said, Mother, you have given birth to a child who loves God.
అతను చెప్పి తిరిగి వెళ్లే సమయంలో రెండవ రాజు వచ్చాడు.
So seeing as he was returning, the second king came.
అమ్మా మేరీ, నీ గర్భంలో పుట్టినటువంటి కుమారుణ్ణి భగవంతుడు ప్రేమిస్తాడు, భగవంతుడి చేత ప్రేమింపబడేటువంటి కుమారుడు నీకు జన్మించినాడు అని చెప్పాడు.
He said, Mother Mary, you have given birth to a child who will be loved by God. God will love him.
మూడవ రాజు వచ్చి, అమ్మా మేరీ, భగవంతుడు వేరు, నీ కుమారుడు వేరు కాదు, ఇరువురు ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి సందేశాన్ని ఇచ్చి వెళ్లాడు.
Third king came and said, Mother Mary, your child is not separate from God. Your child and God are verily one and the same. So saying, he returned.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క అంతరార్థాన్ని గుర్తించి వర్తించినప్పుడు సత్యమనేటువంటిది మనకు సుస్పష్టంగా గోచరమవుతుంది.
Then once we understand the inner meaning and conduct ourselves, we know the truth in full.
భగవంతుని ప్రేమించేటువంటి యొక్క మానవుడు మెస్సెంజర్.
The one who loves God is the messenger.
భగవంతుని చేత ప్రేమింపబడేటువంటి వాడు son of God.
The one who is loved by God is the son of God.
రెండింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని గుర్తించినటువంటి మానవుడు తండ్రి కుమారుడు ఒకటైనటువంటి వాడు.
The one who understands this oneness of the both.
దీనినే మెస్సెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, ఫాదర్ అండ్ సన్ ఆర్ వన్ అనేటువంటి మూడు భాగములుగా విభజించి పెట్టారు.
దీస్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ లెవెల్స్. వన్ ఇస్ ద మెస్సెంజర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ ద ఫాదర్ అండ్ ద సన్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్.
ఈనాటి మెస్సెంజర్స్ దేనిని జగత్తుకు అందిస్తున్నారు?
What is the message passed on by the messengers today?
Kani ye kontamandiyo matramu bhagavat yokka sandeshanni jagatniku chaatutunnaru.
Yes, there are some messengers who are passing on the message of God.
Adika bhagamu laukikamaina bhautikamaina anichchamaina asashtamainatunti yokka loka sambandhamainatunti yokka vishayamulanu prapanchamunaku chaatutunnaru.
But many of them are propagating the worldly, temporal, worldly matters.
భగవంతు చేత ప్రేమింపబడినటువంటి వాడైతే ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక దుర్మార్గమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించడు.
In fact, if he is loved by God, he will never proceed along that wicked path.
భగవంతుని యొక్క ప్రేమను అందుకున్నటువంటి యొక్క మానవుడు భగవత్ ప్రేమతత్వాన్ని మాత్రమే జగత్తునకు చాటాలి.
Having been the recipient of the divine love, he should share with the fellow men this love alone.
దీనిని జీసస్ కడాతూరి తన ప్రాణమున ఉదయ సమయం లోపల ఆల్ ఆర్ వన్ మై డియర్ సన్ బి అలైక్ టు ఎవరీ వన్ అన్నాడు.
As Jesus was on the cross leaving the life, he finally declared, all are one, my dear son, be alike to everyone.
దేహ యొక్క భావమును ఉంచుకొని దేహాభిమానంతో జీవించడానికి నీవు పూనుకోనవద్దు.
Never attempt to have the body identification.
ఈ దేహం కూలిపోయినటువంటిది, ఈ దేహం అనిత్యమైనటువంటిది, అశాశ్వతమైనటువంటిది.
Body is after all fleeting, is bound to change and it will fall.
దీనిని ఈ ప్రపంచము డెత్ అన్నారు.
In the worldly parlance we call it death.
ఈ దేహం అనేటువంటిది మార్చబడేటువంటిది.
Body changes.
నిరంతరం కూడాను ఈ దేహం మారునటువంటిది.
It goes on changing continuously.
ఇలాంటి మారిపోయేటువంటి యొక్క దేహమును సత్యమని ఎట్లా భావిస్తావు?
How do you consider this body true when it changes so?
భగవంతుడు సత్య స్వరూపుడు.
God is the embodiment of truth.
సత్యమనగా త్రికాలమును యందు కూడాను మార్పు చెందనటువంటిది.
Truth is changeless in all the three periods.
అంటే సత్య స్వరూపుడైనటువంటి మానవుని యొక్క ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని సత్యమైన మార్గం నందునే మనం ప్రచారం చేయాలి, కానీ అసత్యము అనిత్యము అయినటువంటి మార్గంలో ప్రవేశపెట్టరాదు.
The form of truth can be propagated and shared, following the path of truth alone, but not along the path of falsehood or lies.
అప్పుడే భగవంతుడు నిన్ను ప్రేమించగలడు.
Then God will love you.
భగవంతుని చేత ప్రేమింపబడేటువంటి వాడు కనుకనే ఈ జీసస్ నిరంతరం కూడాను పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దైవ సందేశాన్ని ఈ జగత్తునకు చాటుతూ వచ్చాడు.
As he was loved by God, he could share with everybody, the disciples in the society, by and large, the principle of love.
Death is the dress of life, annadu.
Death is the dress of life.
Ee jeevitaniki death anetundi oka dress antide.
For the life, death is the dress.
Ee deham anetundi kevalamu oka neeti buduga antide.
Body is a water bubble.
Ee deham anetundi jeeviki oka vidhamaitundi torupu antide.
The body is merely a vesture.
Kanuka ee dehaabhimanamunu visarjinchi aatmaabhimanam avirinchi deenini aashinchamani prabodhisthu vachadu.
He went on teaching that one has to give up this body attachment. On the other hand, one has to be attached to the spirit.
Deenine bharatiya sanskruti yandu deho devalaya prakto jeevo deva sanatana ani sanatanaainatundi bhagavantudu nutaramaina dehamunu dharinchi jagattunaku దైవ సందేశాన్ని అనిపించే నిమిత్తమై దేహాన్ని పోషిస్తూ ఉంటాడు.
ద ఏన్షియంట్ ఎటర్నల్ ఇమోర్టల్ డివైన్ డ్వెల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ చేంజింగ్ న్యూ బాడీ అండ్ గోస్ ఆన్ ప్రాపగేటింగ్ టీచింగ్ ద డివైన్ మెసేజ్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి.
ఇంకా తదుపరి దైవము తాను ఒక్కటే అనేటువంటి దానికి అంతరార్థం ఏమిటి?
దెన్ వాట్స్ ద మీనింగ్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ యూ అండ్ గాడ్ ఆర్ వన్?
దైవం యొక్క ప్రాపర్టీ, దైవం యొక్క సంపద, దైవం యొక్క అమూల్యమైనటువంటి యొక్క సందేశము ఏమిటని విచారించినప్పుడు సత్యము, ధర్మము, శాంతి, ప్రేమ, సహనము, సానుభూతి.
When we want to know the property of God, what is his message? That is the truth, the righteousness, peace, sympathy, concern, forbearance and tolerance.
అట్టి దైవ సంపదను ఒక కుమారుడికి మాత్రమే చెందుతుంది, కానీ అన్యులకు చెందదు.
The son is the legal heir to the father's property.
కనుకనే ఇది దైవ సందేశమైనటువంటి యొక్క సత్య ధర్మమును మనం చాటడానికి ప్రయత్నించాలి.
We have to make every attempt to propagate the message of the divine.
అన్నింటికంటే ప్రధానమైనటువంటిది ప్రేమ.
Love is most exalted one.
అన్నింటియందు ప్రేమనే ఇది సానమైనటువంటిది యొక్క మార్గము.
Love is the inner current in all ways.
అన్ని గుణములు ఎందుకు ప్రేమ అంతర్వాహినిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ లవ్ ఇస్ ది ఇన్నర్ కరెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ నోబుల్ వాల్యూస్.
ఆ ప్రేమనే దైవము.
లవ్ ఇస్ గాడ్.
లివ్ ఇన్ లవ్.
లివ్ ఇన్ లవ్.
ఈ ప్రేమ తత్వాన్ని మనం భగవంతునిగా తీసుకోవాలి.
వీ హావ్ టు టేక్ లవ్ యాజ్ గాడ్.
ఇట్టి ప్రేమ లేని హృదయము కేవలము మానవత్వమే చెందిన కాదు.
ద హార్ట్ బిరెఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఇస్ నాట్ హ్యూమన్ ఎట్ ఆల్ బేసికలీ.
కనుక ఈ యొక్క మెసెంజర్స్ అనగా ఏమిటి? ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడా మెసెంజరే.
ఎవ్రీ మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ ఎ మెసెంజర్.
ఎందుకోసం జన్మించినామని విచారణ చేసినప్పుడు తిని తిరిగి తాగి నశించి జీవించి జీవితాన్ని వ్యర్థం చేసుకోవటం కోసం కాదు.
If we question ourselves, why are we born? Not merely to eat, drink and sleep and while away the time.
ఇది ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక మానవత్వానికే కొంత కళంకం కల్పించేటువంటిది.
In fact, it's a blot to the very humanity.
మానవునిగా జన్మించి పశువుగా జీవించి కేవలం రాక్షసునిగా నీవు మరణించటము ఇది ఉత్తమమైన జీవితం కాదు.
Having been born as a human being, leading the life of an animal, ending like a demon, well, is nothing expected of us. Right from the time of birth, we should go on propagating the divine message.
ఏ జాంతో ఉద్యోగంలో ఉండినా ఏ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క కళను నువ్వు సాధించినా కట్టకడబటికి సందేశము దైవ సందేశంగానే మారాలి.
Whatever you may read, whatever job you may do, whatever you may achieve, ultimately it should reflect the divine
message. Who are
following this path of truth?
Swami yokka tattvamu,
Swami's nature,
naa yokka pavitrata, evvaru kuda anubhavinchaleru telusukoleru.
Bhagavan's divinity and the sanctity, nobody can know in full.
First Christmas ikkada jariginappudu nenu oka chinna paata paadanu.
On the day of the first Christmas celebration here, Swami sang a song.
20 years back. Love is my form, truth is my bread, this is my
form.
My life is my message, expansion is my life. My life is my message,
expansion is my life.
No season for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.
Love is my form, truth is my grace. సమాచారం మీరు ఎక్కడ చెప్పాలంటే ఈ పాటతో మీరు ముగించండి. ఎంతైనా సార్ వాళ్ళు అర్థం చేసుకోగలరు.
సాయి మెసేజ్ కెన్ బి కన్వేడ్ లైక్ దిస్ బై సింగింగ్ దిస్ సాంగ్. దే కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్.
లవ్ ఈస్ హిస్ బామ్.
లవ్ ఈస్ హిస్ బామ్.
అందుకోసం నేను చెప్తాను మై లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మై మెసేజ్.
సో భగవాన్ సేస్ మై లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మై మెసేజ్.
కనుక మీరందరూ కూడాను ప్రపంచంలో అందరితో కూడాను సోదర సోదరత్వాన్ని పెంచుకుని
develop the feelings of fraternity.
Brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God. ఈ రెండింటిని మీరు దృఢం చేసుకోండి.
The brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God. Strengthen these two ideas.
Rama kaho, Krishna kaho. ईश्वर अल्लाह साई कहो राम कहो कृष्ण कहो ईश्वर अल्लाह साई कहो राम कहो कृष्ण कहो ईश्वर अल्लाह साई कहो
राम कहो कृष्ण कहो ईश्वर
Krishna Thank you. గదాధర గౌరీ శంకర గిరిజామన రమణ
రామ రామ భజో మన హరే హరే
రామ రామ భజో మన హరే హరే
రామ రామ భజో మన హరే హరే
రామ రామ భజో మన
వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
ఓం నమో
భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ
Thank you. Thank you. జగదీశ హరే స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంగ్రహక భక్త జనా సంగ్రహక పతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శశి భజనాశ్రీ కరా సర్వా ప్రాణ పదే స్వామి సర్వా ప్రాణ పదే ఆశ్రిత కల్పయ టీకా ఆశ్రిత కల్పయ టీకా ఆగదా ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి మాత పితారు దైవము
Sairam, invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. The Christmas celebrations in Prashanti Nilayam continues as we offer cultural presentations tomorrow evening here in Sai Kulwant Hall. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting offered by Mandir Vedam Group. At 4:50, Mr. Jan Flores from the Netherlands, who is the chairman of International Christmas Committee, will be addressing the August gathering. The second speaker for the evening session is Ms. Katrina Anderson from Poland, a member of Christmas Committee. After the two talks, young adults and children from seven countries will be presenting a Christmas drama titled The Messenger of God. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will conclude with bhajans offered by Mandir Bhajan Group, followed by Mangal Aarti and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరాం. స్వామివారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో ప్రశాంతి నిలయములో క్రిస్మస్ పండుగ కార్యక్రమాల్లో భాగంగా సాయికులవన్ సభామండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 మందిర వేద బృందంచే వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 4:50 నెదర్లాండ్స్ దేశస్థులు మరియు అంతర్జాతీయ క్రిస్మస్ కమిటీ అధ్యక్షులు శ్రీ జాన్ ఫ్లోరెస్ గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. తదుపరి పోలాండ్ దేశస్థులు క్రిస్మస్ కమిటీ సభ్యులైన కేటరీనా ఆండర్సన్ గారు ప్రసంగిస్తారు. వీరి ప్రసంగాలనంతరం 7 దేశాలకు చెందిన సాయి యువత మరియు చిన్నారులు దేవదూత అను పేరిట క్రిస్మస్ నాటికను సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం మందిర భజన బృందంచే భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియను. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.